Bah! Ah! Bah! I don't want Anthony. But also, I kind of do. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the Free Odyssey app. In a way, since last night, well, one, I made a huge whoopsie on the show yesterday. I said that the draft lottery, Anthony, was going to be at halftime of the first game, because that's when it used to be. They changed it, and it was before the first game last night. And I hope that it saved you from watching the frustration in real time. Then you just got an alert on your phone that told you that the Wizards got the sixth pick. And then you're like, dang, I thought the thing was later. Hoffman lied to me. My bad on that. Sorry, it's not the worst thing that happened to you yesterday. If you care about the Wizards and the draft lottery, because the Wizards got the sixth pick. What a... Anthony, you ready for the funny headline?
Uh-oh.
A monumentally bad night in DC sports. Caps.
Perfect.
Ugh. Wizards. Ugh. Leonsis is trying to buy the Nationals, too. Ugh. 0-3. On the way out of the door yesterday, I saw our good friend Victor, Slick Vic Ferreira, as he was producing the Nats game. And I was like, hey, man, I'm just going to need the Nats to take one on the chin tonight. They play baseball again tomorrow. We'll figure that out then. The Nats lost. They've lost six in a row. But we couldn't get the other victories. Capitals, they had it for a moment. They had that 5-on-3. Ovi finally got on the board. It's like, hey now, all right, we're on a power play. Can we get another one here? And now that we're back to 5-on-4, can we make? Nope. Got back to full strength 2 minutes later. Hurricanes score. Got some empty netters. They go down. And then that's all after the Wizards just get the worst possible outcome. And I want to talk about the NBA draft lottery at large in a few. But just in terms of the Wizards, like, I'm really struggling what to make of it. Because on one hand, it's catastrophic. It is rare that you have as surefire of a really great prospect as Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg has it all together mentally. Physically, he is exceptional. He plays both ends of the floor. Like, there is so much good to him as a prospect. And if you could have just gotten the second pick, Dylan Harper has a lot of the same stuff. He's really, really good. Lefty, point guard, plays both ends, plays hard, can shoot it, can score it. Like, he's got areas to improve, as does Flagg. But, like, these guys are potential multi-time all-stars. And Flagg's case, I think he could be a generational talent, one of the best guys in the league, a true best player on a championship roster type guy. And you didn't get it. And obviously the fact that the Mavs do get it is just the most insulting thing in the world, but we'll talk about that in a few. Getting the sixth pick in this draft can get you another piece that's really, really good and really, really helpful. My current favorite piece is Trey Johnson, the shooting guard out of Texas. He's an exceptional shooter, like really, 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 really high-level shooter who has great positional size, and that's something that, you know, all those Oklahoma City scouts, if you will, they love that kind of stuff, the positional size, and why wouldn't you? And Dawkins and Winger come from that tree under Sam Presti. And he also provides a level of shooting that they don't really have. And so as a fit next to guys like Bob Carrington moving forward and Alex Saar, to have a true floor spacer, who, by the way, also has all of the off-the-court stuff, is like on lock, true professional already at 19. That to me is my current odds-on favorite for the guy that I would like for them to have the opportunity to take at 6. I will admit that comes from a lot of reading and watching some coverage, not so much from breaking down their tape. I will do that with, you know, Ace Bailey and VJ Edgecombe and Fears, the point guard at Oklahoma, Malyuk, the center out of Duke, Con Knipple. Like, all these guys are kind of in that next bucket. So I'll have more thought out thoughts on who I think the Wizards should pursue over the next month here as we lead into the NBA draft. But not all is lost, and you know that the next year's draft is also stupid loaded. There's really good guys. There's three dudes at the top of that draft who were thought to be really, really, like, all-star caliber player prospects, And the Wizards have every incentive to try to be near the top of next year's draft because they have the eighth overall pick. Or if they don't have the eighth overall pick or better, their pick will go to the New York Knicks from a trade that predates Michael Winger and Will Dawkins, because it was so long ago at this point, like 4 or 5 years ago. I don't even remember what trade it was. I don't think it was the Bogdanovich trade, but it might have been. No, he was with the Nets. Who even trade with the Knicks for?
The Wizards?
Yeah. Who'd they get from the Knicks? Where does that pick even come from?
I don't know either.
Well, I don't know either. So it's a gut punch if you're the Wizards. It's not catastrophic. And in fact, I need to spend more time with Will Dawkins because I think I'd be a better person. Here's Will being an adult afterwards.
There is a process that y'all have been committed to.
Question by David Aldridge, as if you didn't recognize the voice.
And have not skipped. At the end of that process is supposed to be some sort of reward, incentive for doing things the way you're supposed to do them. And I just wonder, like, this, I know you like six, but you weren't working for six, you know what I mean?
I think the important piece is when we came in, we knew there was a 50% chance that you get 5 or 6. So you're going into the lottery odds knowing that that's most likely where you're going to be. And it's a game of chance. But like you said, this rebuild that we're on, like, we're still phases of it. So there will be more and more rewards at the end of the tunnel. But I think six is a reward for where we're at right now. And we'll be able to use it and make our team better.
And that they will. And if you look at teams like the Indiana Pacers, who are on the verge of the Eastern Conference Finals, that's a team that has a bunch of homegrown talent. And they made one really smart trade with the Sacramento Kings, where they gave up Domas Sabonis and they got back Tyrese Halliburton. And Halliburton has just blossomed into a star. And if they can find that guy somewhere else in the league, a young, burgeoning player that they maybe even trade, like, I know this sounds crazy right now, but could they trade a Bilal Coulibaly for in a couple years, someone who they think is a better fit, and that guy turns into Tyrese Halliburton? Like, this is the kind of things that you're going to have to do. I also think that Will probably is already working the phones, and Michael is there, all those guys, all their scouts, all their everybody, because this is every organization is like this, is in Chicago right now at the NBA draft combine. And there's no doubt that they are talking to folks. I guarantee you, they're talking to San Antonio, and they're like, hey, what would it take to get to two? And the first thing you have to hope for is that Giannis decides he wants to stay in Milwaukee, because you're not beating an offer that has Giannis in it. But if you've got the sixth pick and they are looking for more shooting, could six and Corey Kispert and something else work to get up to two and get Dylan Harper? Dallas is not entertaining trades for the number one pick. They're taking Flag. And that includes a potential Giannis pick. That's the reporting from ESPN and others today. So these are, you know, then at that point you start calling Philadelphia about three. And do you get up, or are you on draft night just seeing how things fall? And if you need to get up to five or four, do you make a move then? The Wizards have the 18th pick as well. And we know we'll maneuver if they have to. So that's kind of where the Wizards are after all of this. By the way, Anthony, thank you for sending me this. The Knicks acquired a 2024 first-round pick from the Wizards as part of the trade package involving John Wall and Russell Westbrook. The Knicks received a 2024 top 12 protected pick from the Wizards, which the Wizards retained because they landed the 14th overall pick in the 2024 draft. In the 25 draft, the Wizards' first-round pick is protected 1 through 10. And so obviously they're keeping it then. It will go to the Knicks. If it doesn't convey in 2026, this AI breakdown is wrong. That's all I know about that, because it has the years and stuff wrong. This is why you don't use the AI breakdowns. They're off by a year. Because it's like in 2025, if the Wizards is 1 through 10, if it falls out that range. Additionally, if the Wizards don't convey a first-round pick to the Knicks in 2025, they will instead send a 2026 and 2027 second-round pick. That's not true. If it doesn't convey in 2026, they send a second round pick in 2027. Because it's top eight protected next year. And also, the Knicks were in the John Wall, Russell Westbrook trade?
Nah, Craig, it's actually right. I'm on SI right now as well.
It's probably, that's where it pulled it from. Don't make me.
Fans, they say it can still transfer to the Knicks next year if Washington falls outside the top eight at the 2026 selection.
That's what I said, not what that AI summary thing that you sent me says.
Oh.
Real intelligence, not artificial. See what I did there? All right, when we get back, I have larger thoughts on the NBA draft lottery, and then we are going to take calls. It's a Vibe Check Tuesday. I know the vibes are not good, but 4:30, we're going to take your calls. I might even get to some next, but I think the NBA has both a style and a substance problem when it comes to the NBA draft lottery, and the style might actually be more important than the substance. I'll explain next on the Hoffman Show.